This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the healthcare and health news channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience, simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with John Nosta, the founder of Nosta Lab and contributing writer for Forbes and Bloomberg. John will be hosting one of the Innovation Health Jams 8 discussion forums. That is a collaborative brainstorming event that is happening now through 6 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, June the 19th. You can register simply at innovationhealthjam.com to be part of a free 3-day virtual conference that is bringing together the top minds from across the healthcare landscape to discuss a variety of emerging industry issues across 8 important healthcare related topic areas. Mr. Nosta, thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it is a pleasure, Eric. It's an important time for health, for innovation, and for communication. I'm extraordinarily pleased to be involved with Panasonic's important initiative.
We're excited to have you and looking forward to spreading the word for sure. Now, what is the Innovation Health Jam for starters?
You know, you talked in your introduction about bringing together thought leaders to discuss important issues in health. And that is exactly what this is. But I think there's an important distinction that needs to be made. And that is because this is a live online chat style engagement. When we talk about leaders, thought leaders and important people, that includes everyone. That includes scientists, physicians, patients, caregivers. It includes a variety of voices so that we can get this collection of brilliance, if you will. And to me, that's the magic of what's going on with the Health Jam. We're bringing together interesting thought leaders across a variety of topics, but we're also opening the discussion to everyone. And there lies the magic, because interesting ideas can come from places where we don't expect it. And when you can combine an expert in technology with an expert in managed care, with an expert in patient communication, with an unusual idea that comes from out of left field, that's real exciting. And I think that's in part the essence of the Health Jam. So I'm looking forward to engaging people and being engaged by a variety of stakeholders, some of which are quote-unquote experts, yet others are quote-unquote real-life experts that, well, they may not even know themselves.
What is your role exactly in involvement with the event?
I am moderating one of the sections on patient empowerment and communication. How can we get patients to act on knowledge and information in the health space? So I am one of several hosts that will be moderating a live discussion and also will be coming and going through a variety of streams of dialogue where I will help shape some of the discussion, comment on some of the issues, and provide a level of engagement through the next 3 days.
And who should participate in this event and why?
You know, the interesting thing about this event is that if your life is touched by health, you may find an interesting connection here. So, you know, I'm going to tell you everyone, but certainly people involved in patient care, the development of new technologies and new thinking in the context of digital health, payers and providers, really a variety of stakeholders. It's an important opportunity. And the interesting thing is you can just log on. It's free. Take a look at what's going on. Find something that sparks an interest or motivates you or you have a particular emotional connection with, and jump right in. It's painless, and it really is not a cumbersome dialogue where you have to throw yourself into the mainstream discussion. You can participate as you see fit. And again, that's an important aspect of this type of a meeting. This isn't a conference held in a hotel where people have to go to a conference room, stand up, and make a point. The fact that this is online and done in a chat room format, I think, makes it very, very accommodating for those who may not be inclined to stand up in front of a room, if you will. But it also allows you to interface with really some of the top leaders around the world.
Today we are with John Nasta, the founder of Nasta Lab and contributing writer for Forbes and Bloomberg, here on eHealth Radio's Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Who is sponsoring the event? You may have mentioned that earlier, and why did they decide to get involved?
Well, I think we have to give credit to Panasonic and the Innovation Group. They've really worked hard to develop positive change in this space by providing some in-depth discussions across the entire healthcare continuum. Panasonic took the lead to build this event and bring together a variety of corporate partners. So I have to tip my hat to them because they've really stepped up and developed this type of communication, which I think will be extraordinarily important. Essentially, what we're looking for is to really look at better overall coordination of patient care. So that's number one. Number two, we're looking at costs. We know that costs are an important driver, so how can we lower costs? And finally, how can we provide wider access of information, not only to the care provider, but the patient and the caregiver?
So, John, what else is going on at the event that would make this special?
Well, there's one important issue, Eric, that I think is really transformative, and that is the linguistic analysis that will be developed around all the discussion. You know, it's one thing to be in a chat room and have a nice discussion, and when that's over, everybody goes away, and maybe that transcript is reviewed a little bit. But what's going to happen here is we're going to have a more sophisticated linguistic analysis to take a look at some of the ideas, some of the words, some of the concepts. And IBM is going to be behind part of that, working with Panasonic, to really give us a more interesting and perhaps unexpected analysis of this presentation. So I'm excited to see what sort of interesting observations will come out of a computer analysis and not just a flat transcript.
And lastly, what are you personally hoping to learn from this event?
There's really two things that I hope to learn conceptually and broadly. One is to engage with my peers to flesh out conventional ideas, the idea of better patient communication, of telemedicine, of some of these fundamental aspects that are now being incubated in this space. But for me, it's to find the aha moment. It's to find the magic, to find the spark of engagement where ideas from separate disciplines come together. So number one, it's conventional wisdom. It's pushing ideas forward and engaging people for a broad and robust discussion. But for me, it's the unexpected. And that's what I really look forward to, because what Panasonic has done here is pull together a variety of leaders, you know, executives in healthcare, industry leaders, patients, caregivers, physicians, hospitals, home care providers, and put them into this spot where synergy is likely to happen. And that's the second part of this endeavor. And I would challenge everybody to just get online, take a look, contribute to some of the dialogues, even if it's just a statement of confirmation, even if it's just a simple idea that may be half-baked or may be still in need of some refining. Here's the group of people that can help you refine. Here's the group of people that can help you push your idea forward. And I think the world is ours to change here, Eric, and it's a very, very exciting opportunity.
I couldn't agree more. How about for those who want to get more information and to participate, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, the best place is to jump right online and register. As I said, it's easy and it's free, unlike a lot of the issues surrounding healthcare today. And that website is innovationhealthjam.com. It's up and running now, and I hope to see a lot of people jump on and get involved in the dialogue.
Well, John, I certainly can't thank you enough. Really great to connect. Looking forward to getting the word out and get those folks to participate in this incredible forum. Thanks so much, John, and you have yourself a fantastic day.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with John Nasta, the founder of Nasta Lab and contributing writer for Forbes and Bloomberg. John will be hosting one of the Innovation Health Jam's 8 discussion forums that is a collaborative brainstorming event that is happening right now through 6 p.m. Pacific time on Thursday, June the 19th. You can register simply at innovationhealthjam.com to be part of a free three-day virtual conference that is bringing together the top minds from across the healthcare landscape to discuss a variety of emerging industry issues across eight important healthcare-related topic areas. And once again, the website of reference is innovationhealthjam.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Healthcare and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.